They say we are our own worst enemy. But did you know we can also be our own best friend? That is, if you listen to your gut. And I welcome you to episode 193 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. And you have to constantly do that. That's non-negotiable, because constantly sharpening your skills and honing your craft helps you stave off those problems leaders so often encounter. What problems, you ask? Well, it seems that lately leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. And why are they afraid to step in, step up, and lead? Well, because of either a fear of failure or a fear of being misunderstood or whatever reason, they are afraid to just be leaders. Well, guess what? Not on my watch, folks. I'm here to help you every step of the way. My name is Dave Guerra, and let's get this episode started. You ever find yourself at the end of a stressful situation, and then you tell yourself, if I only knew better, or I did know better, and I should have listened to it. I should have listened to what my gut was telling me. Yes, you have. We all have. I have, you have, we all have. Some more than others, and some less than others. See, no one is perfect. Seriously. If we were all perfect and we all listened to ourselves and our guts and whatever our gut was telling us, then there'd be no failed businesses. There'd be no failed relationships. There'd be no divorce. There'd be no fear. There'd be no mistakes. There most definitely would be no war. No failure whatsoever of any kind. Yet here I am. Here you are. Here we are all together because we failed to listen to that little voice. You know, that little voice inside your head that's telling you to go for it, or stop. Whatever you do, don't go for it. And usually most people don't listen to that voice and end up getting exactly what they deserve. I know in my case, I've had more of my fair share of not listening, and I should have listened, and I should have just, but I should have, could have, would have, and that's in the past, and I can't change that. But we can change our future by listening to that little voice. See, so that's what we're talking about today, is trusting your instinct, going with your gut, listening to yourself, understanding who you are, learning to trust yourself, and especially learning to trust your gut feeling, your gut instinct. The joinonelove.org website hits the nail right on the head when they say, quote, and I quote, "Gut instinct or intuition is your immediate understanding of something. There's no need to think it over or to get another opinion. You just know. Your intuition arises as a feeling within your body that only you experience. Because the feeling is so personal, no one else can weigh in to tell you if you're in touch with your gut instinct or not. You alone have to make that call. Because of this, trusting your intuition is the ultimate act of trusting yourself." It continues, and it's really good because they hit the nail right on the head. It continues, "Listening to your intuition helps you avoid unhealthy relationships and situations. Throughout your life, many people will have ideas about what's best for you. Now, some held with good intentions, and some coming from a place of deceitful, harmful selfish intent. It's sometimes hard to tell which category someone falls into, but if you put aside all of those external opinions and instead listen to the advice of your own intuition, it will guide you to what is truly best for you. The process of trusting your gut is not as simple as the phrase implies. Though, especially when certain habits and circumstances pull us strongly and often unconsciously in the opposite direction. Luckily, our intuition is so deeply instinctual that even if we've been out of touch with it for our entire lives, it's still there inside of us, waiting for us to summon its wisdom." So, end quote. So, you know, this is it. I mean, that pretty much is it. It says, like, even though it's always there, it's always working for us, it's always on our sides, we always hear that little voice. You know, it might not be a little voice, could be butterflies in your stomach, it could just be like your knee, I got a bad feeling about this. You've heard that before. That's that bad feeling. That's your gut instinct. That's your intuition talking to you. That's your intuition screaming loud as it can scream. And what do? Like it says there, most of us, either unconsciously, we get pulled in the wrong direction. We go in the wrong direction. We stop listening. We stop paying attention. And so what do we do? And why is it important to trust ourselves? And why is it important to go with our gut feelings? And as I mentioned at the top of the show, a lot of it has to do with relationships and how we deal with them. And if we're not listening to them, then who are we really truly mad at when something goes wrong in a relationship? Are we mad at them? Or are we mad at ourselves for not listening to ourselves to begin with? And as a leader, you're going to have all relationships. That's the ultimate relationship person, individual right there. You as a leader, because you're leading people. They're going to come to you with their problems. They're going to come to you with their insights. They're going to come with you for help. They're going to come to you for guidance. And as a leader, each one of those individuals that comes to you is also going to come to you because their gut is telling them this is where they need to turn. And in some cases, your gut might say, you know what, this might be a little too much. This might not be what you need to be a part of, but it doesn't hurt to be in it, because as a leader, they turn to you for a reason. So maybe you cannot directly answer their questions, but guess what? You don't turn your back on them. You say, hey, this is beyond my scope. This is beyond what I've been trained. This is beyond what I understand. But you know what? With your permission, I'd like to bring somebody else in. And as a leader, now you're listening to yourself, because again, you don't want to dispense the wrong advice. You don't want to send them down a wrong path. As a leader, it's your responsibility to keep making them better. And when they come to you with a problem, it's because they know you're going to help make them better. You see where that works, and you see how that works? So don't go in the opposite direction with them. Keep driving them forward. So the psychologytoday.com website also shares with us an article titled "The Three Reasons Why You Have to Trust Your Gut" by Susanna Newsonen. Thank you. I'm sorry if I misspelled that or mispronounced that name. But it's real simple. Your intuition is shaped by your past experience and your existing knowledge, which you gained from them. So you see how it's part of your past and it becomes your future. So again, I'm not saying dwell on your past, but understand that even though you might not be in touch with your and in tune with it and actively listening to your intuition, you're still learning. Your brain is still learning. It's called that survival technique, that fight or flight technique. You know, your brain knows which fights it can handle and when it's time to run. You know, it's just the way it is. That's life. It's instinct. Your intuition is encoded in your brain like a web of fact and feeling. Exactly. So you have those past experiences and now it's in there. It's encoded. It's embedded. It's not going to go away. Sure, you might not remember the specifics of the situation that created that intuition, but you remember that whatever happened, it just didn't feel right. And it's time to address it. It's time to move on from it. We're now facing a similar type of feeling or situation. And guess what? It's time to move on. Your intuition connects you with all the nerve cells in your body. It's that whole fight or flight thing that I was talking about. It's the whole body. It's your entire system, the whole system. It's why people freeze up. It's why people run away. And it's why those people that are trained, soldiers, firefighters, police officers, pilots, everyone that's ever received that kind of training. And trust me, folks, it's not something you just do overnight. To run towards where the problem is, to run towards the problem, that right there, you know, your intuition is, I don't, in my case, it screams several times, don't go in that direction. But guess what? It was the right thing to do. You still had to go. When all common sense for everyone else would say, no, run in the opposite direction. There we go into the fire. There we go into the dreaded situation. There we go. Because again, it's who you are. It's what you've become. And you know at some point you're going to have to stop short and say, oh, okay, this fire is too big for just me. Let me wait for someone to come and help. So you see what I'm saying is that, yes, you'll run towards the problem, but at some point your body will kick in, your mind will kick in and say, whoa, 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 this is just a little too much. And at that point, you have to realize, you have to trust yourself. Yes, it got you forward and it made you go forward, but there's a point when it has to be common sense kicks in, when your intuition kicks in, when your gut feeling says, hey, stop right here. Let's wait for some reinforcement. So how do you learn to trust your gut? How do you learn to trust yourself? How do you learn to become one with all of that? And how do you grow from that? Well, it's simple. Like anything else you want to do, you got to practice. And practice and practice and practice. That's the only way. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall, is you practice. The same thing here. How do you trust yourself? How do you learn to trust yourself? Well, you got to be aware that your gut is always telling you things about you, about yourself, and about the world around you. That's non-negotiable. It's always happening. Be mindful enough to interact with your gut instinct. And once you're aware and once you're mindful of it, you know, interact with it. It's like, well, what's causing this feeling? What am I getting out of this? Why is this happening? Then you can start interacting with your inner self. And then if you pay attention, you can start avoiding the bad situations, crossing out those toxic people and avoiding those toxic situations. You can also start to exploit the positive situations and the positive people in a manner that puts you in a position, in a positive position, with positive outcomes, with positive results. I'm not talking about taking advantage of people, but understand that your body is saying, hey, that's a good person to talk to. That's a good person to seek advice from. You recognize those leaders. And that's where the positive outcomes and the positive results come from, because you listen to your mind, your body, everything. Your gut told you, hey, that's a good place to go. But hey, let's avoid that individual who only works for the paycheck so they can go drink margaritas on a Friday night because that's all they've ever known. That's bad. So you've got to learn to trust yourself. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time. And it's going to take a lot of practice. It's going to take a lot of work. And as the Psychology Today website article says, quote, the key to mastering what I consider, this is the author, what I consider the sacred gift of intuition is learning to listen to it. The more attention you give it, the more powerful and accurate it will become. Meditation can help you listen to your intuition more closely because it connects you with your inner physical being, psychology, and spirituality. And folks, it's seriously, we all have it. We all have that intuition. It's a gift. It's those that choose to listen to it, those that choose to just say, what does that know? What does my inner voice know? I've never done this before that you know of. And not everyone will listen to it. But those that do pay attention are the ones that are succeeding where others are failing. And folks, it's time to start succeeding. And as a leader, you need to be succeeding. You need to be paying attention, not just to who you are, but to who your followers are, who your team is, who are the ones you're responsible for. And by listening to your intuition, you start getting a better feeling for everyone and for everything around you. Situations, business relationships, the people that work for you, the people you work for. See, seriously, folks, listening to your gut, to your intuition is the only true, I'm going to say it, it's the only true Jedi mind trick that was around long before Obi-Wan Kenobi told his young Padawan, Anakin Skywalker, to be mindful of his thoughts. They would betray him. So be mindful of your thoughts and don't let them betray you. Meaning, listen to your gut. See, now it's your turn to stop letting your thoughts betray you and start working with your gut instincts to overcome and succeed as an individual and as a leader, an up-and-coming leader, a current leader, a future leader. It doesn't matter. Now you have to succeed as an individual before they'll see you as a successful leader. Alrighty, everyone. So what did you think about today's topic? Learning to trust yourself and your gut. Let me know by email. I want to hear from you, dave@daveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at dave@daveguerra.com, all one word. Also follow me on Instagram, dave_Guerra, or on my Facebook page, facebook.com/thedavidguerra. And again, I want to thank you for listening to episode 193. Join me next time on our episode when we continue our focus on lessons and leadership. Got to grow. And we're going to grow together. So until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and listen to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.